The Hollow Man by T.S. Eliot, 1925. The Hollow Man further develops Eliot's conception of modern man's inner emptiness and can be considered a critical commentary on 20th century society. Here, Eliot portrays contemporary life as a living hell on earth, where humankind is void of relationships and physical contact. The Hollow Man are described as being both empty and stuffed, conveying the idea that culture, spirituality, reduced to information, is simply a form of stuffing and no longer has any real significance in terms of how we live. The Hollow Man describes the dry, spiritually and emotionally sterile nature of modern life and its barren setting in a highly symbolic way, which has many parallels with the wasteland. Eliot sees modern life as shape without form, shade without color, paralyzed force, gesture without motion. Since we are physically dry and mute, our environment is also parched and silent. The sense of modern life as a desert is cemented by the infertility dance, which Eliot stages in the last section of the poem, where the children's nursery rhyme, "Here we go round the mulberry bush," is transformed into a dance round the prickly pear, a cactus that grows in the desert and survives without water. Yet, despite its sense of desolation, these lines are not without a certain malicious humor. For Eliot, however, it's not only life which has become meaningless. The end of the poem reflects on the meaninglessness of death in a modern age of technological warfare. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but a whimper. This famous ending of The Hollow Man offers a very bleak view of the future. Contemporary critics have remarked how the grey, featureless world, the poem depicts, populated by the Hollow Man of the title, anticipates the landscape and themes of Beckett's Waiting for Godot. Eliot's men, leaning together, must rely exclusively upon each other for support.